where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
A limited number of MPs will be in Ottawa today, where they're expected to pass an $82 billion aid package designed to help Canadians weather the coronavirus pandemic. Tory leader Andrew Scheer says his party plans to support the package proposed by the Trudeau Liberals, but that Canadians are looking for help and not a power grab or partisan politics. Scheer suggests the party is not prepared to give the federal cabinet extraordinary power over taxes and spending, which was included in draft legislation revealed last night. The Liberals have promised to change the legislation before it's tabled in Parliament today. Here in Sarnia Lambton, there are still no confirmed positive cases of COVID, but the community's medical officer of health, Dr. Sudhat Ranadei, says that could soon change.
We're waiting for lab tests to come back from several days, and so it's possible that we might get a sudden jump if several cases come back positive at once or several lab results, but right now, nothing.
Dr. Ranadei says they're acting as though the virus is already here in order to ensure maximum protection for everyone. For residents who suspect they may have the virus, Dr. Ranadei says there are three ways to find out more or to be tested.
The first way is to go online. The Government of Ontario has a COVID assessment tool that you can use. I think it's ontario.ca/coronavirus. The other thing is you can call your healthcare provider, and if based on certain criteria, if you meet them, they can send a referral to the assessment center for you to be tested. And then the final thing is if your symptoms are very, very severe and the hospital is considering admitting you, or if you're in the ICU, those kinds of things, then those people are getting pretty much automatically tested.
Dr. Ranadei continues to say social distancing is key in preventing the spread of the virus. Elsewhere, Sarnia's mayor is asking the province to delay implementing the four-year update on market value assessments for at least 1 year. Mike Bradley says the strong housing market would likely cause many assessments to increase, putting a further strain on some property owners. Bradley says it wouldn't cost the province anything to hold off.
And in the city's case, we don't make extra money from market value. It just shifts taxes around. And I think it's probably important right now to send that message that this is a step they can take that would take some of the pressure off people who know that in the last 4 years, with the incredible growth of the real estate market in Ontario, that this would give them the chance to get a deep breath.
Bradley says municipalities are already receiving requests from property owners and businesses to delay property taxes or to forgive interest that would be owed on late taxes. Bombardier is stopping all non-essential work across the country, including aircraft and rail production in Quebec and Ontario. The company's shares have hit new lows over the past week, hovering between 38 and 50 cents, their cheapest price in decades. Meanwhile, Ontario and Quebec have ordered the closure of all non-essential businesses starting tonight, but LCBO and beer store locations in Ontario will remain open. Starting March 30th, both stores will be operating with reduced hours of 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and they'll be closed on Mondays. And both provinces are expected to give residents a break with their electricity bills. Ontario is expected to cut electricity rates for the next 45 days. North American stock markets surged higher at the start of trading as U.S. politicians moved towards a deal on aid package to deal with COVID. The S&P TSX was up nearly 720 points, while the Dow was up more than 1,100 points. The Canadian dollar traded for 69.16 cents U.S., up about one-tenth of a cent from yesterday. Across the pond in Spain, the country is reporting a record daily increase of almost 6,600 new COVID infections and a leap of 500 in the death toll to nearly 3,000. In Madrid, workers are bringing bodies to an ice rink inside a shopping mall until they can be buried or cremated. And finally, in the sports world, the 2020 Summer Olympics are officially postponed until 2021. Yesterday, the Canadian Olympic Committee announced it would not be sending athletes to the Games if they were to be held this year.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/Sarnia.